Down to Business with Bobby Kerr.
Brought to you by Bank of Ireland
on News Talk.
Now, for the last few weeks, we've been chatting to some of the finalists in this year's EY Entrepreneur of the Year programme ahead of the awards this Thursday night coming. Yes, can't wait for that. We've been chatting through some of the issues that occupy the mind of entrepreneurs. Anyone who's run a successful business will know that resilience is a key ingredient of success, and all business people have encountered some form of hardship on their journey. Joining me this morning are two of this year's finalists, Claire Hughes of the CF Pharma Group, Kenneth Fox, the CEO of Channel Mechanics, and we're also joined by the programme lead of the EY Entrepreneur of the Year programme, Roger Wallace. Roger, I'm going to start with you, and I'm going to ask you to introduce these two companies, these two finalists to us here this morning.
Two outstanding finalists of our 24 this year, Bobby, in our international category. Channel Mechanics, a technology business based in Galway, very fast-growing business operating on international markets. I think Kenneth probably has the record for air miles back and forth to Silicon Valley as he serves some of the largest companies in the world. But a truly global company coming out of the west of Ireland, competing on global markets, I think plays right into the requirement for some significant resilience. And very similarly in the animal health market, CF Pharma, born from Claire's love of animals, love of horses in particular, and her background in animal science is a really unbelievable business in the Southeast world.
Okay, well, you're all very welcome. And we're certainly looking forward to the awards next week. Roger, we'll talk about those in a second. But let's talk about resilience. And we might start with you, Kenneth. Your business has been around since 2010, so you've a few years on the go. But when we talk about those early days, trying to get meetings in Silicon Valley, doors being closed in your face, people not ringing you back, did you have to battle through all that?
Yeah, no, absolutely, Bobby. So we, had a startup idea. We're what we call a technology disruptor. So we knew that we weren't going to get sales in Ireland or even in Europe. So going to Silicon Valley, which is, I suppose, the heart of where technology is at, was where it was at for us. So decided to camp out there and start to find customers for our product, which was a new and disruptive technology in our area. So that's very difficult in the beginning. People don't know who you are, what you do. So you have to literally almost go door to door to try and get meetings. It does take a lot of resilience. It can be a lonely spot sometimes doing that. But when you start to get those first meetings, and we were lucky enough to land some really big names, like Cisco as one of our first customers, which really makes a difference. And then you people become aware of who you are and what you do. So it's a journey.
And the landing of that first salmon, to describe it, and maybe it was Cisco, but does that make up for all the bad days? All the rejection that you faced maybe before that, does it make it all the sweeter?
Yeah, no, it's a huge, I always say to our team, it is a roller coaster when you start a company and you try to grow it. And there's different stages. But even now, as we're a well-established company, and even doing fundraising, as you go, there is a lot of different steps along the way. So that first customer gives you a lot of cred, and it is a high, but, you have to have a thick skin. You get a lot of knockbacks. Even today, being well-established, you get knockbacks every day, but you get up and go again. And I love it. I really enjoy it, and that's what it's about.
Good man. Okay, well said. Let's talk to Claire Hughes of the CF Pharma Group. Claire, let's talk about the resilience around raising funds, for instance, when 9 out of 10 people say no. How do you deal with that?
I suppose you just have to have really a thick skin. I mean, we have sort of two parts of the business versus the medical device part of the business. We're lucky enough to set up in 2015-16 when the regulations aren't what they currently are. So it was a little bit of organic growth and it was funded and we knew the business very well. But the other part of the business where we make a sort of disruptive technology was much more difficult because it was disruptive technology, so it wasn't done before.
Yeah.
It was an AI enabled. So when you went and you spoke to fundraisers, we ticked every box. We're a female-led company. We were green. We're AI enabled. Tick, tick, tick. How much revenue do you have? Oh,
None.
Because we had a global patent, we had all of these sort of sexy things, but no revenue. And what's the market like? Well, it's a disruptive market. So actually the market doesn't really exist. It's currently we're disrupting from labs to point of care. Oh, okay, okay. Look, we love your story, but we can't invest.
Yeah.
We were lucky enough, we met actually BVP, a partnership based in Dublin. They were the first people to invest and really took a bit of a leap of faith with us, but they've been really good along the journey. So I think the more disruptive your technology, the more different you are, people love to give you, you know, plaudits and, you know, a boule a bus for what you did. But actually, they normally, it's difficult to put money where your mouth is.
And it's interesting that both yourself and Kenneth, you know, are both in the disruptive end of your various businesses. And that seems to almost bring a further challenge, as you articulated there, Claire, that because it's new, because it's hasn't been done before, people are afraid of change. It almost makes it doubly hard to get out of the blocks.
Yeah, I mean, you know, sometimes when people ask you, you know, give me a quick pitch on what you do, and you go like, oh my God, I've been doing this for 10 years. We're doing R&D, we're working with University College Dublin. You know, actually the Trish McCone and William and the guys who work there, I actually don't understand what they do half the time. It's AI technology and algorithms, and I just sort of click off. I just know what the product needs to do and target parasites, decrease resistance, and have ethical parasite programs into the future. So if I find it difficult to understand, trying to make a pitch quickly for somebody who has 20 minutes is really, really very difficult.
So, yeah.
So the more complex, more disruptive, and the more novel technology, to me, the more difficult it is to raise funds.
Roger, just hearing both the finalists talk there about, they're both in similar places in different industries. You really do need thick skin, and you really do need to be able to take rejection, because it's been dished out in spades.
I think you do, Bobby. But I think it's more than just kind of thick skin as well. There's a lot of people with thick necks around that aren't able to achieve what Ken and Claire have been able to do. I met Claire for the first time on a kind of slightly windswept COVID street where I think we sat outside the Conrad Hotel for a cup of coffee in summer 2021. And she explained to me the telegnostic side of her business in a kind of 20 or 30 minute conversation there. And it was really clear that she 100% believed and knew how she was going to disrupt and aid animal health and a well-established, you know, animal medicine market. Yeah. And I walked away thinking that business is going to be successful, and understanding how she was going to get there, the team she was building, the quality of the science, the quality of the research that goes behind proving out, I suppose, what you're going to do. So behind the ability to, you know, convince people has to be a huge amount of work, diligence, world-class research and other items that will go into making companies competitive enough for funders to part with their money. But as importantly, the talented people they need to come and join and, you know, invest their career and their time. I think that's almost the first sell that brilliant entrepreneurs need to do. They need to convince other people to come along and do it with them. And then those teams have to be kind of collectively resilient. They're together in what's initially a little boat and hopefully turns into bigger boats.
Yeah. And back to you, Kenneth, in terms of the sort of naysayers that you met along the way, people who told you that this is a bad idea, you should be doing something else. How do you brush or shrug that off and say, you know what, I believe in what I'm doing here, and I'm not going to be influenced by all this. And, you know, anybody who's achieved anything in terms of scaling a business will have come across the people who told them not to do it.
Yeah, no, it's very true. Generally, I'm a hugely positive person. You have to have a very positive outlook on life, or that's how I live. I enjoy doing what I do. So I kind of pivot against that. I don't pass any heed to the naysayers. So like in our space, as we touched on it, it's very new. What we do is we go and look for a champion at a potential customer, somebody that's willing to change, an innovator like ourselves. We target them. They help get us in the door. And from there, you move forward. And eventually, it kind of catches on with other people. And it is challenging because you're creating a new space. the analysts don't talk about it. And in fact, it's kind of perverse. Sometimes you're almost better to have competition because it creates a space and people understand what you do.
Yeah, yeah.
So in terms of the naysayers, no, I don't go there at all, Bobby. We very much hire, you know, the team around us. Everybody has to believe in the project, and you have to kind of lead from the front. And if you don't believe in it, you won't be successful.
Yeah. And Claire, your own belief then is infectious, or at least it should be, in terms of, you know, the buy-in from the team of people. That's primarily your job, is to make sure everybody is enthused about the vision, the dream, the business and its objectives.
Yeah, and I'm lucky. I mean, I have an absolutely amazing team. And I may not sort of get all the AI algorithms, but I'm fairly analytical and I'm a risk taker. So, and I do believe in people. I mean, people actually is, and it's if you believe in the people, I think the products actually will come. And I think, you know, is one thing I truly believe in, good products with a good team around you. You know, you can do all the marketing in the world, but if you solve a problem, you will have a sale.
Yeah.
And that's what we try to do. So
yeah, I think your clarity around that is refreshing.
Yeah.
Roger, let's move on to next Thursday. We've talked about resilience, and we've all battled through it. But next Thursday is a big evening in terms of the program, the 24 finalists, their families, the media, all that good stuff. Are you excited about it?
Absolutely. It's our gala awards night. It is the culmination of, for sure, the class of 2024, but celebrated by hundreds of our EY Entrepreneur of the Year alumni entrepreneurs that will also be in the room. I think in terms of resilience, it's a great example of the entrepreneurs coming together yet again. And one thing I know that assists entrepreneurs on all of the kind of difficult aspects of their journey is having the peer group to converse with, to mentor. Even to kind of trade and invest in each other is extremely valuable. But next Thursday is a night of celebration. We have 24 genuinely unbelievable companies competing in their three categories, and then to be the overall Entrepreneur of the Year. It's nearly impossible, I think, Bobby, to pick a winner this year. It's all of them are exceptional winners.
Yeah. Okay. Well, look, we look forward to it. I'd like to thank my guests. Claire Hughes of the CF Pharma Group, Kenneth Fox of Channel Mechanics, and indeed Roger, thank you for all you do for this program and for you, what EY do for entrepreneurship. We're looking forward to Thursday, so we'll see you then.
Thank you very much.
Down to Business with Bobby Kerr,
brought to you by Bank of Ireland,
Saturday morning at 11 on News Talk.